some fences made out of rail, you know, that's wood, you know.
Yeah.
And then they do have rock stone sometimes now.
Uh-huh.
And
well, now, would you describe a rail fence? What does a rail fence look like?
Rail fence?
Yeah.
Looks like it's made out of wood and is made with rails, you know. That's what we used to call them, because I used to help my papa split rails,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
to build a pasture for the cows. Don't you see?
Well, now, is this the kind of fence that goes like this? That goes sort of...
Yeah.
You know, the rails build
so
up like
doing
that.
The cone of the fence is just this way, you know, after
uh-huh.
it's built up more, just
uh-huh.
that way, you know.
And about how many rails high would they be,
fences? Well, sometimes they have 7 or 8 rails up high that keep the cows and things from getting out, you know.
Well, now, what kind of fence might be around somebody's house?
Well, they have wire fences, you know.
Yeah. Well, now, what kind of wooden fence, maybe, might be around somebody?
Well, you'd call it paling. We used to call them paling, you know. Our yard is paling, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's made of wood, you know. And
well, now, do palings have points up at the top?
Yes, it does.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, now, can you think of any other kind of wooden fences that people use?
I don't believe I know no more about to.
Well, now, would let's see, do rail fences have posts that go straight up and down, or do they all lie?
Well,
lie like this?
They have that post some of them straight up and down. They used to have round posts to put in the ground, and then some would just have a square post, you know, and then build on to that post, don't you see, something sort of like this.
You mean lying it flat on the ground and then building up on
yeah,
the...
you dig holes and put the post in the ground.
Uh-huh.
And then you would nail a prop for it on that post, you know. Sometimes the post would be near about this far apart, you know, and you have so many railings there, you know, until you
see.
Get to the other post.
Uh-huh. Well, now, what would you call that kind of fence?
Well, I would call it a paling fence.
Uh-huh.
You see, the paling would be sharp up
yeah.
the top, you know, and then straight down, and then there would be little cracks between it,
uh-huh.
don't you see,
uh-huh.
before. You see a paling fence sometime now, but mighty seldom.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
People just don't use fences as much at all.
That's the truth.
What do you call something that a person carries water or milk in? It has a handle on it, and it's...
Pail.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would you call it something different if it was made out of wood from what you'd call it if it was made out of metal?
Made out of metal. Now, what would I call that sort of... Oh, some people call them... No, they don't... There are pitchers, I understand, but you would call it a... And would have a hound to it, too,
yeah.
wouldn't you?
Well, now, could you call it a pail, whether it was...
I was fixing to say that.
Uh-huh, you could call it a pail, whether it was wood or whether it was...
Pail, what you to carry water in, that's uh-huh. what... Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see, what do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Call them skillets.
What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, where you turn the water on?
Faucet.
Okay. And what would you call the same thing if it's on a barrel?
The what?
The same thing if it's on a barrel, where you turn it on and off?